It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Welcome inside one of the best venues to watch high school basketball throughout Northeast Kansas. It's the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Tonight it's the site of a Big 7 League doubleheader as the Hiawatha Redhawks play host to the Perry LeCompton Cavs. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Seth Tolson taking care of us back in the studios. I am Johnny Kane. Our girls matchup tonight will be the opener of our broadcast here on FM 103.9 KNZA. We'll begin with the visitors from Perry LeCompton under first-year head coach Joey Franzetta, 1-6 overall, 0-4 in Big 7 League play. Their only win so far this year came over Wellsville back in that Paola tournament that Perry LeCompton played in at the beginning of this season. They're coming off a 54-23 loss to Jeff West on Tuesday. They also have losses to Royal Valley by 4, Riverside by 11 as well, and the Cavs coming off a 5-17 campaign just a year ago. Hiawatha, meanwhile, pretty much complete opposite. Under eighth-year head coach Brady Jasper, a perfect 6-0, 4-0 in Big 7 League play. Four of their six wins have also been by single digits, so the Hiawatha Redhawks, they know how to win close ball games. They've showed that this year. Coming off a 43-29 win over Riverside on Tuesday, several quality wins already on the schedule for the Lady Redhawks this season. Wins over Marysville, Jeff West, Nemaha Central, also Holton. So the Redhawks, they've showed they are legit and ready to compete for a Big 7 League championship here in this 2021-22 high school basketball season. So it should be a fun one. Hope you stay tuned with us. Should be an up-and-down game. Should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned with us. We'll take our pregame timeout. Then we'll come back. We'll get you starters and then get the ball game underway. Team Perry LeCompton and Hiawatha here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, this is Roger Hauer, and we at Kellerman Real Estate want to say thank you.
This is Cindy Hauer, and Kellerman Insurance wants to say thank you also.
Thank you for your referrals and for trusting us to help you sell your property or find that dream home, which in turn maximizes your options and exposure in dealing with a local real estate sales leader.
Thank you for your loyalty that has enabled us to expand our market and represent more companies, giving you better value. Thank you for allowing us to build and protect your future at Kellerman Insurance
and Kellerman Real Estate.
Ron Hart's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Bank Local, I think that it means a ton with our bank.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
I don't think a lot of people understand that we are local and we consider you a family. We live, work, and volunteer in our communities. We don't just say it, we live it. So bank local.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back inside the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha, getting set for Big 7 League basketball tonight as the Red Hawks play host to the Perry Lecompton Cavs. Back alongside Seth Collison, taking care of us at the studios. Johnny Kane here with you inside of the Roundhouse, and let's go ahead and get to the starting lineup for our girls matchup tonight. And we'll begin with the visitors from Perry Lecompton under first-year head coach Joey Franzetta. A 5'5 senior Maddie Welch, 5'9 senior Allison Baker, 5'7 senior Campbell Keller, 5'9 junior Brooke Metcalf, and 6 foot sophomore Taylor Damey. So again for the cause, Welch, Baker, Keller, Metcalf, and Damey, the starting five for Perry Lecompton. And for Hiawatha, an 8th year head coach Brady Jasper, 6 foot senior Lakin Leopold, 5'7 senior Bailey Pierce, 5'6 senior Clara Lindstrom, 5'7 junior Darcy Lears, and 6 foot senior Sarah Madsen. So again, Leopold, Pierce, Lindstrom, Lears, and Madsen, the starting five here tonight. You look at what Hiawatha has been able to do this year. It's been a lot of turning defense into offense. And when you look as far as scoring the basketball, I mean, Hiawatha is only averaging about 44 points a game, but they are turning teams over at a high clip. And they're not turning the ball over much themselves, and that is a big reason why Hiawatha has gone off to the 6-0 start. For Perry Lecompton, they've dealt with a lot of injuries. They've had some situations going on within the team, but they finally have pretty much everybody healthy and a big core that has been in several varsity basketball games for Coach Joey Franzetta. So he's going to have, if you look at someone like Campbell Keller, she's been an all-league girl a couple of years. Brooke Metcalf, Taylor Damey, they both played a lot last year. Allison Baker saw quite a bit of time, so you know, this Perry Lecompton team, they do have experience. That is something that they do have. We'll see if it comes big tonight. Perry Lecompton in their road blue uniforms, Hiawatha in the home whites. The calls will go from left to right in the first half. Hiawatha from right to left. Damey steps into the center circle for Perry Lecompton. Leopold for Hiawatha. The referee tops the basketball up, and we are underway. The opening tap is controlled by Perry Lecompton. Perry with the basketball. Campbell Keller drives inside, puts up a shot high off the window from the left side. It's too strong. An offensive rebound yanked down by Brooke Metcalf. Metcalf, one of the true veterans on this Perry Lecompton team, as Hiawatha starts in a trapping zone out on top. Middle of the lane. Shot put up by Damey. Rattles over the front of the rim and rolls through. So the first points of the game will come from Taylor Damey, and Perry Lecompton takes a 2-0 advantage. Dawes now, they will start in a man-to-man. Madsen gets in the middle of the lane. Kicks to the right of the floor to Darcy Lears. Back left side, Pierce chucks up a deep, high arcing three and rattles it home. Bailey Pierce on the left wing gives Hiawatha a 3-2 advantage. 7-10 to go in the opening quarter. Perry Lecompton back the other way. Now a steal by Madsen. Perry Lecompton's first turnover. Madsen the other way. Right-hand layup is good. So a quick start to this game. 5-2 Hiawatha, 1 minute in. Three-quarter court pressure now being applied by Hiawatha. Campbell Keller gets to the right baseline, puts it inside. It's again stolen away by Madsen. Here comes Sarah, drives it inside, has the ball tipped out of bounds by Metcalf. It'll stay with Hiawatha. But two quick turnovers for Perry Lecompton, leading the transition opportunities for the Lady Redhawks. Pierce will toss it in from the baseline. Pierce now with it out on top. Goes into the corner, hands it off to Lindstrom. She'll get in the middle lane. Scoop shot with the right hand is off the back rim. Offensive rebound for Leopold. Her follow is left short from the left block. And the rebound will go to Perry Lecompton. Falls into the front court. Metcalf drives in. Now Damey tries to feed it inside to Baker. Gathers it. Now flicks it left side. Keller a step back three off the back rim. Rebound then tapped out of bounds by Metcalf. And it will be high off the basketball. Perry Lecompton has had a couple of good looks offensively. Just have not been able to convert. 5-2 Hiawatha, 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Lindstrom drives in, flicks to the baseline to Matson, but it's tipped away and stolen by Perry LeCompton. Bring it the other way. Here's Metcalf in the backcourt being tightly guarded by Darcy Lears. Nearly a carry, and it is going to be a carry. A good defense by Darcy Lears to win the basketball back for Hiawatha as Metcalf was just caught on an island in the backcourt and had nothing she could do with the basketball. So now Lindstrom will trigger it in from the baseline, puts it inside, but it's going to be stolen. Jamie has it, dribbles it off her foot, and then Baker has it stolen away, but it's tapped out of bounds by Hiawatha's Bailey Pierce, and Perry LeCompton will have it. So both teams have turned it over twice here in the early going. 2 minutes in, 5-2, Hiawatha. Nearly a travel, but Damie's got it now, drives all the way inside, flicks the shot off the window, it's too strong, and the rebound taps out of bounds by Bailey Pierce, so it will stay with the Cox. Maddie Welch will trigger it in from the baseline, the 5'5 senior. Puts it to the left wing to Damie. She'll pop back, shoot a three, and bury it. No hesitation from Taylor Damie. She's got all five for Perry LeCompton in the early going, and we're tied at 5:40 to go in the first quarter. And there's going to be a travel by Bailey Pierce as she's trying to get to the baseline. Hiawatha has turned it over three times already. And here's Hiawatha putting on that pressure once again. Metcalf in the backcourt to Welch. Up ahead, Damie. She'll get inside to the left block. Flicks it off the window. Banks it home. Seven quick wins for Taylor Damie, and it's 7-5 Perry LeCompton. 5:23 to go in the first quarter. Darcy Lears on the left wing of the basketball for Hiawatha. Dribbles all the way to the right block, flicks it off the window, banks it home. Both offenses start hot here tonight. We're tied at 7, 5:10 to go in the first. Metcalf in the backcourt with the basketball. Gets a ton of pressure. Tries to flick it in the middle of the floor, but it's knocked away by Matson and stolen by Hiawatha. Fourth turnover for Perry. Here's a three-pointer by Lears. It's short, but an offensive rebound for Leopold. Lindstrom now drives in, feeds the pass to the right block to Lears. Now Matson has a straightaway three. It's too strong. Rebound tapped around. It's taken by Campbell Keller, and then it's stolen away. Here's Lears inside. Her right-hand layup is good. 4 points for Lears, and it's 9-7. Hiawatha, 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Now a lot of pressure, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Joey Franzetta, the head coach of Perry LeCompton. Quick 30-second timeout. Let's go ahead and take this quick one. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 4:29 to go in the first quarter. It's 9-7 Hiawatha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 4:29 to go in the opening quarter. 9-7, Perry LeCompton with the basketball and trailing by two. Campbell Keller drives in, flicks up a shot with the right hand that's tapped out of bounds, and is last touched by Perry, so it will be Hiawatha basketball. Perry LeCompton with their first substitution. Reagan Thayer, a 5'9 junior, into the game. Also in there as well for Hiawatha, I think it's Emma Nally, a 5'10 junior. There's a three-pointer put up and missed by Bailey Pierce, and then we're going to get a foul going against Hiawatha as Lears was looming in the backcourt. She'll get hit with that foul. That will be her first. And actually the first team foul here in this first quarter. Metcalf back in. Also Kendall Gray, a 5'7 sophomore, checks in for the first time. Try to reset the Perry LeCompton lineup when we have an opportunity. Here's a near steal by Lears, and then she just lost it out of bounds. So it's going to stay with Perry LeCompton. Lears has been all over in the backcourt, putting a ton of pressure on Perry LeCompton. Thayer in the backcourt just dribbles up the right sideline all the way to the front court into the corner. Stops, flicks it inside, but it's stolen away by Lindstrom, and then she stepped on the baseline. So Perry will have it on their own baseline with 3:52 to go in the first quarter and a 9-7 lead for Hiawatha. it will trigger it in. Now actually it's going to be Metcalf who will step to the baseline and toss it in. Still looking. Finally just tossed it out to Damey, but it's tipped away. Stolen away by Lears. Darcy gets it off to Pierce. Now back to Lears, and she'll lay it up and in. Nice little give and go between Lears and Pierce. Six for Darcy Lears, and it's 11-7 Hiawatha. Metcalf in the backcourt against a ton of pressure. Still with it. Finally across the timeline. Puts through a double team. All the way to the baseline. A shot blocked away by Madsen. Damey now with it out on top. She'll drive in. Stop. Scoop shot with the right hand is good. So Taylor Damey has all nine for Perry LeCompton here in this first quarter. It's 11-9 Hiawatha. Leipold down low. Gets hit on the arm and fouled on the right block. And she will go to the free throw line for our first free shots of the night. If you're thinking I'm sounding a little sped up, it's because this game has been sped up so far here through the first 5.5 minutes or so. Free throw by Leipold is wide right. She will shoot one more. Leipold just a 42% free throw shooter on the year. That foul was whistled on Emma Nally, her first. Second free throw by Leipold. Dens off the back of the rim and falls through. Leipold has her first points of the night. 12-9 Hiawatha, 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. There with the basketball in the backcourt, picks up her dribble, flicks it up ahead, and it's stolen away. Josie Delaney, a 5'5 junior, just checked in with a steal. Here's a three-pointer by Lindstrom in the right corner. It's too strong on the rebound by Baker, and here comes Perry, but they've turned it over six times here in the first quarter. Metcalf to the left baseline, stops, flicks up a shot off the window, banks it home. First points of the night for Brooke Metcalf, and the first points by somebody other than Taylor Damey. 12-11 Hiawatha, 2:44 to go in the first. Lindstrom to the baseline, gets bumped and fouled, and we will have Hiawatha at the baseline of the basketball as that's whistled against Kendall Gray. Her first. Lears quickly checked out, but she's right back in there, and she will replace Bailey Pierce, who will take a quick seat. Lindstrom to trigger it in, gets into the Leipold in the corner. Left wing now to Lears, a lot of contact, no whistle. Back to the left corner to Leipold, and back out Lindstrom on the top of the key. She'll dribble to the right elbow, now into the right corner to Delaney. Back right wing to Lindstrom, she'll get to the foul line, put up a jumper, and rattle it home. Clara Lindstrom has her first bucket of the night. 14-11, Hiawatha, 2:23 to go in the first quarter. Hiawatha continues to put on a ton of pressure. Metcalf on the right wing steps into a triple. It's way too strong. An offensive rebound for Perry. Sayer gets it out on top to Campbell Keller. Now here's Metcalf back to Keller. Spinning free throw line jumper rattles home. Campbell Keller's on the board, and it's back to a one-point lead for Hiawatha with under 2 minutes to go in the first. Lindstrom on the left wing. Dribbles inside, stops, flicks it out to Lears. She'll drive in the middle of the lane, kick it right side of Delaney, spots for a right corner three and buries it. Josie Delaney for three. The offense continues to start hot here. And now a steal for Delaney, and she'll get a layup out of it. Back-to-back buckets, five quick ones for Josie Delaney. And it's quickly a six-point advantage for Hiawatha. Perry has turned it over seven times in this opening quarter. Metcalf into the front court. Breaks the pressure for Perry and now backs it out with under 90 seconds to go in the first frame. Keller to the foul line, and she travels. Something that Perry LeCompton has really just struggled with here in the early going. And that's what Coach Franzetta has talked several times in our locker room chats on KNZ on Thursday nights. It's too many turnovers, and that leads to too many easy buckets. Hiawatha with it. Madsen with it out on top. Nice give and go, and a layup is good by Darcy Lears. She'll get the hoop, the harm, and a chance to complete a three-point play. It's going to be on Metcalf, her first. And one free throw coming for Darcy Lears, who's already got 8 points in this opening quarter. And she got the free throw. So nine for Lears makes it quickly a 9-point advantage for Hiawatha with a minute to go in the first. This was just a 1-point game a minute ago. Metcalf in the front court against a ton of pressure. Damie drives in and she travels. Nine turnovers now for the Cause. So now Perry Licopton is going to go into an extended, looks like 2-1-2, very, very extended. Matson in the right corner, steps back, shoots the right corner three, it rims in and out, rebound to Keller, and here come the Cause. Keller across the timeline, dribbles to the wing, has the ball poked free, it's loose on the floor, fought for, Metcalf has it, gets it in the hands of Damie. She'll dribble the left block, pull up 10-foot jumper, is in and out. Rebound tapped around, it's going to be taken by Delaney of Hiawatha, and then she just lost it out of bounds. 16.8 on the clock, a 22-13 advantage for Hiawatha. Perry is going to have it from the baseline. It'll be Maddie Welch to toss it in. Nice pass inside, layup missed by Allison Baker, but she got pushed and fouled. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. So Josie Delaney picks up that foul, just the second team foul on Hiawatha. Baker to the free throw line. And she left it short. Baker on the year, 57% from the stripe. Get to score here in the first quarter, but she'll have one more with 15 seconds left. And she got it. So 22-14, Hiawatha, 15 seconds to go. Delaney walks the ball across the timeline at 10 seconds. Perry Licopton back in a man-to-man. Delaney at the top of the key, dribbles left wing, hands it off to Pierce. Now back to Delaney, 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's a shot 30 feet, it's just wide left from Bailey Pierce, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So, one quarter in the book. It's been a good one so far. Hiawatha, 22. Perry Licopton, 14. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back with quarter number two on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand and with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, start of the second quarter, 22-14, Hiawatha leads. Perry Licopton and right away a block by Taylor Damie. She brings it the other way, but then has it stolen away. 10 turnovers now for Perry Licopton. Matson dribbles left lane line, stops, flicks it out to Delaney. She'll stop, pull it from the right elbow, and rattle it home. But Josie Delaney with 7 quick ones here in this ball game, and it gives Hiawatha a 10-point lead with 30 seconds into the second quarter. Reagan Thayer back out there, the junior for Perry. Here's a jumper put up by Metcalf, way too strong, and the rebound to Matson. Ball tipped free. Here's Matson the other way, a 1-on-3. Matson all the way in the lane, flips it off the window, and they're going to call a charge. Matson will get hit with that foul. It'll be just her first. Good job by Perry Licopton. Probably a play that Matson, 1-on-3, should have probably backed out, but just trying to be aggressive, and so she'll check out of the game. We'll see Abby Elster now, a 6'1" sophomore coming in for Hiawatha. 24-14. Hiawatha leads. Perry with the basketball, and again, a ton of pressure being applied. Tania at the top of the key, gets to the middle of the lane, kicks it to the right side of the floor. Thayer, a 3, is way too strong. And a rebound, a line pulled of Hiawatha. Pierce across the timeline, dribbles to the free throw line, runs inside, flicks up a shot, missed it, got it back. Now flicks it out to Lears on the right wing. Up on top, pass way too tall for Delaney. It'll go out of bounds and be turnover number 6 for Hiawatha. pretty quick moving first half so far. Had a really good pace to start this game. Both offenses started well. Here's out of the pass from the sideline. It's stolen away by Hiawatha and then put up and in by Darcy Lears. She's got 11 here in the first half, and the lead is up to 12 for Hiawatha with 6.5 minutes to go. And now another steal. Pierce flips it back out on top. Delaney back to Pierce into the corner. Elfner, she'll try a three-pointer. It's short. Offensive rebound for Leipold. She'll stick it off the window. Banked it in. 3 points for Leipold, and it's 28-14 Hiawatha. Damey quickly the other way as it poked out of bounds. Perry will have it at the baseline as Madsen and Lindstrom check back in for the Lady Redhawks to replace Pierce and Leipold. Perry LeCompton will counter with Keller and Gray back into the lineup. Gray will toss it in. It's another corner to Thayer. She'll get in the middle of the lane. Kick it back on top to Damey. She'll get to the foul line. Spin it up on top to Thayer. She'll spot for a three and nearly bank it home, but it's too strong. The rebound goes to Hiawatha. Quickly up ahead. Lindstrom in the right corner. Dribble to the left hand of the middle of the lane. Picks it up on top. Madsen. She'll try a straightaway three. Wide right. A rebound to Perry LeCompton. 5:40 to go in the first half. 28-14 Hiawatha. Campbell Keller out on top. Crosses over. Now pulls it back. Feeds in the middle of the lane to Damey, but it's stolen away by Madsen. Sarah inside. Lears. Layup. Yes. 13 for Darcy Lears, and it's 30-14. Lears comes up a little gimpy. 5:18 to go in the half, and another near steal by Lears, but she kicked it. So we'll have a stoppage of play with 5:16 on the clock. And a 16-point advantage for the Lady Redhawks. So Perry will look to get it in. They get it in to Thayer. She'll get it across the timeline. Gray now inside of the shot, blocked away by Madsen. Taken by Hiawatha. Here's Sarah across the timeline. Picks it in the left corner to Lear. She'll step back, shoot a three-pointer. It's too strong. Rebound is yanked away by Emma Nally, and here comes Perry the other way with under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer gets in the middle lane. She flicks up a shot. It's in and out. Got her own rebound. Flicks it back out to Damey. She pumps on a three, drives in, pulls it from 10 feet, left it short. And it's going to be yanked away by Madsen, and then she gets tied up by Nally. The possession arrow will keep it with Perry. Metcalf, Baker, and Welch all back into the game for Perry. Damey will take a quick break. She has 9 of the 14 for Perry LeCompton so far. Problem is Perry has not scored yet in the second quarter. So Metcalf now with it for Perry, and she travels. Turnover number 13 now for the cause, and that's been the difference so far tonight. So 4:35 to go in the half. 30-14 is the lead for Hiawatha. Laney out on top. The man-to-man pressure between the rings now. Here's Lindstrom. Right elbow to Madsen. Back to Lindstrom. Now Madsen again on the right wing. Delaney now with a left-handed dribble, feeds it to the left wing to Pierce, dribbles it off her foot, picks it back up and continues to dribble. Back left side and out of Delaney. Here's Lindstrom. She'll get in the middle of the lane. It's like a wild shot, and they're going to get a blocking foul called on Brooke Metcalf. That will be her second. It'll be a couple of free throws coming up here for Claire Lindstrom. Lindstrom has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. On the season, averaging about 12 points a game, 68% from the free throw line. She knocks down the first. We'll have one more. And she missed it. So Perry with the basketball, trailing by 17, 4 minutes to go in the first half. And here's another steal, and then the ball is going to be yanked away and tied up by Nally. The possession arrow will give it to Hiawatha. What a defensive performance, though, Hiawatha has put on so far tonight. The thing about Hiawatha, they're not a deep team. They're only going to go seven deep. but they play so hard and so aggressive. Lindstrom, a baseline jumper from the right baseline, is too strong. Rebound to Perry. So here's Welch the other way. Stops in the front court. Kicks it off to Metcalf. Now back to Welch between the rings. Here's another steal. This time it's Lindstrom. She'll have a right-hand layup. It's up and in. 5 points for Clara Lindstrom. It's 33-14. Iowatha has blown this game wide open. Metcalf drives in. Flicks up a wild shot. She banks it in off the window. Four for Metcalf, and we're going to get a timeout from Coach Franzetta of Perry LeCompton. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take this one. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, whether it's at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors. It's the perfect timeout snack. 3:12 to go in the first half. 33-16, Hiawatha leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 3:12 to go, first half, 33-16. Iowatha leads Perry LeCompton. The Colts have turned the basketball over 14 times so far tonight. Iowatha has just done a great job of putting a ton of pressure on. The Red Hawks with the basketball, moving from right to left. Darren on the timeout. Perry stays in a man-to-man. Abby Elsner's got it on top for the Red Hawks. Left side of the floor to Lears. Guarded by Metcalf. Pass inside. Back into the hands of Lears. Now Lindstrom. Down low to Elsner. At position. She lays it up and in with the foul. Counts the basket. An opportunity to complete a three-point play for Abby Elsner. So everybody that has seen the floor tonight has scored for Hiawatha. That foul is on Damie, her first. Elfner's free throw is in there. So the lead is 20 for Hiawatha with under 3 minutes to go here in half number one. Damie in the middle of the lane. Scoop layup with the left hand is way too strong. Madsen with a rebound for Hiawatha. And now they're going to get a double dribble on Madsen. Light pull back into the game for Hiawatha, who replaces Madsen. Campbell Keller will trigger it in from the sideline for Perry. Metcalf gets it back to the right side to Keller. Starts a dribble to the baseline. All the way, goes up and under, missed it. Rebound goes to Pierce. Here comes Hiawatha. Lindstrom in the left wing, a deep triple is wide right. Offensive rebound, though, for Lears. Back on top. Now inside to Elfner, and she'll lay it up and miss it. A little bit too strong, and now the other way comes Damie. Damie all the way inside, and the shot blocked away by Elfner. Back the other way comes Hiawatha. Lindstrom inside. Stops and gets bumped and fouled. And they'll get it on Campbell Keller. And that'll be team foul number six, so it'll be Hiawatha basketball from the baseline. .207 to go in the first half. It's Lindstrom who will toss it in, but the ball tipped out of bounds by Damie. So again, Lindstrom looking to trigger it in, just flicks it out on top to Pierce. Now Elfner back inside Lindstrom. Flicks it up on top to Lears. Back right side to Lindstrom. Inside a live pull. The right block, back, shoots over her left shoulder, had it partially blocked by Allison Baker, and then it goes out of bounds off of Perry, so it'll stay with Hiawatha. Lindstrom will trigger it in from the right baseline this time. Flicks it out to the right of the front court to Bailey Pierce. She'll dribble the middle of the lane, run into a wall, and they're going to call a travel. So eight turnovers now for Hiawatha. Here's Delaney back into the game to replace Lindstrom. area now, just looking to get it in, and it's going to be nearly stolen away by Pierce, but she just knocked it out of bounds. 1:49 to go in the half. The lead is 24, the Lady Redhawks. Here's a steal by Lear. She tosses the shot up and gets hammered on the arm, and she will go to the line and shoot two. I think that's on Metcalf. If so, that's number three. Yeah, it is. So Darcy Lear's at the free throw line. She's got 13 points in this first half. Her first free throw here is too strong. She's now one of two from the line tonight. Metcalf comes out. Nally back into the game. Second free throw by Lears is in there. 14 for Lears. The lead is 21 for Hiawatha with 1:47 to go in the half. Jamie with the basketball. Dribbles all the way to the baseline. Right hand layup. Way too easy. She lays it up and in. 11 for Taylor Damien. Damien averages 12 points a game, and she's already got 11 here in the first half. Elfner on the left wing. To the right side of the floor to Delaney with 90 seconds to go in the half. Lears gets in, or Pierce gets inside and gets bumped and fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot a 1-on-1. Second foul on Campbell Keller. She'll come out of the game as Kendall Gray will check in. Eric Madsen also back in there for Hiawatha to replace Elfner. Here's a 1-on-1 for Bailey Pierce. She has not attempted a free throw tonight. 58% on the year, but she knocks down the front end of the 1-on-1, so she earns the bonus. 4 points so far tonight for Bailey. Average is about 6 points a game. Missed the free throw, but an offensive rebound for Leipold. Back out to Pierce. She'll step into a left wing three. It's too strong. An offensive rebound for Lears. Darcy backs down, shoots up a shot, too strong. And the rebound taken by Perry. Pass up ahead, ball knocked free, loose on the floor, fought for and stolen away by Hiawatha. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Allison Baker. And Pierce will go back to the other end and shoot another 1-on-1. So Pierce again, 1-of-2 from the line. She makes the first free throw to earn the bonus. 58% all in the year. She nails both here. 6 points for Bailey Pierce. Gets Hiawatha their biggest lead of the night. It's up to 22 with 1:05 to go here in the first half. And now another steal by Madsen on the inbound. Pierce drives in, flicks up a shot with the right hand, left it short. Offensive rebound for Leard. And we're going to have a jump ball now. Possession arrow will have it in favor of Perry. Perry has turned it over 16 times tonight. That's just been the difference. Fifty seconds to go in the half. Perry with the basketball, trailing by 22. Here's a wide jumper that's missed, then another missed shot by Baker, and now we're going to have a foul on the inside going, I believe, against Perry, and yes, it is. We'll go to the other end for the final 1-on-1. Now they'll get beyond Baker, her second. And it will be Joni's Josie Delaney. Actually, this will now be two shots as Hiawatha has entered the double bonus. Delaney has not attempted a free throw tonight. 70% on the year. She misses the first one wide right. Winstrom back in for Lears. And one more for Delaney. And she got it. 8 for Delaney, 41-18. Hiawatha with 40 seconds to go in the half. They are into the front court. Dribbles to the baseline. Flicks a shot up that's thrown out of bounds by Madsen. So it'll stay with Perry as Maddie Welch checks back in. Welch from the baseline gets it into Baker, and she gets hit on the arm. That'll be on Sarah Mattson, her second. Perry will have it from the baseline with 34 seconds left. Damey steps into a three and left it short, air ball, and they're going to be out of bounds, and it will be Hiawatha basketball. Elfner going to come into the game to replace Mattson right at 30 seconds left for Hiawatha. Laney across the timeline. Hiawatha now going against a 2-1-2 that Perry ran a little bit earlier. Pierce with it on the left wing. Delaney now out on top. Back to Pierce. 13 seconds left. Laney dribble hand off to Pierce in the left front court. Now Delaney, 7 seconds left. Cross court pass to Pierce. She'll step back. Shoot up a three. It's good. Bailey Pierce with 9, and that is just how the first half has gone for Hiawatha. They continue a red-hot start. And at the end of two quarters of play, it is Hiawatha 44, Perry LeCompton 18. We'll take a halftime timeout, then we'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money trees and funny, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights. The right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha. We're at halftime of the girls' portion of tonight's Big 7 League doubleheader. At the half, it's all Hiawatha. The Redhawks with a 44-18 lead here at intermission. Johnny came back with you. Seth Tollison, our man taking care of us, back at the studios. And, well, just story of this first half. Just way too many turnovers for Perry LeCompton. 16 turnovers was the difference, and Hiawatha was able to take advantage of it more time than not. And looking at the first half statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Starting with Perry, again, those 16 turnovers, 9 of them in the first quarter. That got Hiawatha off to a 22-14 advantage. Just 1 3-pointer for Perry in the first half, and only shot 2 free throws. 0-of-2 from the free throw line. 1-of-2 from the free throw line for the Cougs. Perry was led in scoring by Taylor Damey. She had the first 9 points of the game for the Cougs. She finished with 11 in the first half. Brooke Metcalf with 4. 2 for Campbell Keller and a single free throw for Allison Baker. Hiawatha, meanwhile, they only turned it over 8 times. They hit 3 threes. They shot 14 free throws compared to just 2 for Perry. 9 of 14 shooting from the line for the Redhawks. Darcy Lear is a big first half, 14 points, 9 of them in the first quarter alone. 9 more big ones for Bailey Pierce. She had a couple of threes, including one right at the buzzer of the first half. Josie Delaney with 8, 3 for Lakin Leipold, and Albie Elfner, 2 for Sarah Madsen, and 5 for Clara Lindstrom. So the halftime score again is Hiawatha 44, Perry LeCompton 18. But all Hiawatha so far tonight. Let's take another timeout, then we'll come back. We'll try to find some scores of other games going on around the area. Again, our halftime score, Hiawatha 44, Perry 18, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
You're listening to 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Seth Tollefson here with you, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock currently outside. We have 18 degrees. We're at halftime here of our girls' game on our doubleheader this evening. Hiawatha Lady Redhawks lead the cause of Perry LeCompton 44-18. Johnny Kane will have second half action coming up after our next break. Also stay tuned for the nightcap. Perry and Hiawatha in the nightcap will be the boys' game, and we'll have coverage of that for you again coming up right after the girls' game. And then join me for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. That program will air right after we end high school basketball around 9:15, 9:30 or so, right here on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Ring in 2022 with the $22 special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any single topping pizza and a medium cheese breadsticks for just $22 in January. Warm up with soups for lunch or check out wraps, salads, wings, or desserts. The Pizza Bakery is locally owned and offers great food and great variety 7 days a week. Plus, the hot case is an option for a quick grab and go. For carry out or eat in, phone 486-2602. Thanks for your support and best wishes in the new year from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road, wants to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season and to say thank you for your past business. They look forward to serving you again in 2022. Anderson Meats is planning to expand their operation to include retail sales, so be listening for details. They're currently taking appointments for your meat processing for spring. Call or stop by at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha. Again, at halftime of our girls game tonight, it is Hiawatha 44, Perry LeCompton 18. Donnie came back with you and taking a look at some other scores of games around the area throughout the Big 7 League. Looks like Nemaw Central leads Holton at the half, 23-18. And at last check, Sabetha was up on Royal Valley, 33-24. That game just early on in the third quarter. See if we can find some other scores of some games going on around the area tonight. Looks like Donovan West girls lead Washington County 31-14. Centralia leads Lynn 26-14. Hanover leads Frankfort 27-17. Clifton Clyde over Axel 31-17 at the half. And it looks like that's all we've got for scores as of right now. I'm trying to find some more as the night goes along. We'll also have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show at the end of the night here tonight. It'll be the first one of 2022. Crazy to just say out loud, 2022 is here, and we'll have our first Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Our man Seth will take care of us. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Let's go take one more final timeout, then we'll come back and we'll get set to start the third quarter with Hiawatha leading Perry LeCompton 44-18 here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas Commercial Lending Team. David Crawford, Market President, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling, with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Ready to start the third quarter of our Big 7 League girls basketball game between Hiawatha and Perry, with the Red Hawks leading 44-18 here at intermission. Hiawatha will go from left to right here in the second half. Perry will go from right to left. Perry is in their road blue uniforms, both tops and bottoms, while Hiawatha in their home whites. So Perry will have the same five out there that started the game of Welch, Baker, Keller, Metcalf, Damey, and Hiawatha will counter with their starting five of Leipold, Pierce, Lindstrom, Lears, and Madsen. So Hiawatha starts the basketball, and we're underway here in the third quarter. Three-pointer is going to be blocked, but a foul is going to be called. As Lakin Leipold put up a three, but she's hit on the arm by Allison Baker. And that's going to be Baker's third personal foul, and it will send Leipold to the free throw line for three shots. Perry LeCompton started that in kind of a trapping half-court zone. And the first free throw by Leipold is too strong. She'll have a couple more. This Hiawatha team, when you look at it, 6-0 overall. The second free throw is also missed by Leipold, so one more coming. They're 6-0 on the year. They're currently right now not ranked in the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings, but when they come out on January 11th of next week, I would not be surprised to see this Hiawatha team ranked in the top 10 in the state in Class 3A. When you look at the quality of wins they have this year, as Campbell Keller puts up a three left at short. Again, Leipold missed all three of those free throws. And now a steal for Perry LaCompa. Hiawatha turns it over for the ninth time. Back and forth we go. Damey, left-hand layup is in there. 13 for Taylor Damey. But talking about Hiawatha, the quality of wins they have. You look, wins over Marysville, Jeff West, Nemaha Central, and Holt. Those are three of the top teams in the Big 7 League. Sarah Madsen drains a three from the right corner for Hiawatha. She's got five. Makes it 47-20. 27-point lead for the Lady Redhawks with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Damey, a pull-up 15-footer, is too strong. Another rebound for Clara Lindstrom, and she'll quickly push it up the floor. Lindstrom, nice pass inside Leipold. Stops, puts it up off the window, left it short. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to get a jump ball. Sessionera will give it over to Perry. Perry with the basketball, they'll walk it up the floor. Now Hiawatha into a half-court trapping defense. And they'll immediately nearly get a steal, but Pierce knocks it out of bounds. Almost looks like a 3-2, but extremely extended. Type of a trapping zone here for Hiawatha. Damey in the middle of the lane. Scoop shot is going to be blocked, but they're going to foul on Sarah Madsen. Yeah, she clearly got it with a body. That's the third on Sarah. That's going to prompt eighth year head coach Brady Jasper to bring Abby Elfner back to the scorer's table as Taylor Damey will shoot a couple of free throws. Damey again averages 12 points a game, which leads the team by far. She shoots 59% from the free throw line. Trains the first. We'll have one more. Left it short. The 14 for Damey, and now Hiawatha turns it over. 10th turnover. Perry will have it back, trailing 47-21 with 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Don't forget, guys, game's still good to go tonight. It should be a pretty good one between two high-powered offenses. Perry now, Damey inside as the ball tipped free and then knocked out of bounds. We'll see who was on. I think it was last touched by Hiawatha. Yeah, it was. So Perry will hold on to it. So not much flow here to start this third quarter, but Perry looking to try to grind back into it. Here's a free throw line jumper by Baker is left short. Rebound goes to Hiawatha. Pearson to the right corner to Elfner. She'll shoot a wide open three, leave it strong, and we're going to foul underneath going against Hiawatha. It's going to go on Leipold. Working on Damey underneath. Leipold will pick up her first personal. Second team foul here this third quarter. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, Hiawatha stays in this trapping 3-2 style of the zone. Metcalf to the baseline. Rips up and under. Her shot's too strong and the rebound goes to Lindstrom. Now here's Bailey Pierce. Quickly up ahead to Lindstrom in the left wing. She'll get inside. Lost it. Got it back. Still loose. Fought for on the floor, and Hiawatha's going to have it. Lears to Elfner. Back to Lears on the right wing. Now between the rings, here's Pierce. Right side of the floor, Elfner. Into the right corner to Lears. Dribble to the left hand of the baseline. Now in the middle of the lane. Back out, Elfner on the left wing. Up on top to Pierce. She'll rip through. Get to the baseline. Think of a shot with the right hand and bank it in. Bailey Pierce with 11 points here tonight. The lead is 49-21 for Hiawatha. We're coming up on 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Metcalf in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Campbell Keller. She'll rip through and travel with the basketball. 17th turnover for Perry. As Nally and Thayer check back into the game. It's Hiawatha basketball leading 49-21. Here's in the left wing. Flicks it in the inside to Leipold. She'll spin, get in the middle of the lane, and bank it off the window and in. 5 points for Lakin Leipold. The lead is 30 for Hiawatha with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Damien in the middle of the lane. Forces up a shot that gets blocked out of bounds by Leipold, so it'll stay with Perry. Miller will toss it in, gets it inside, and Damien missed a layup, got her own rebound, flicked up, missed another short one, and now they'll fight for the rebound. Ball tipped around, it's loose. Damien has it. She missed another open look on the inside, and now we're going to get a jump ball. Damien is really getting frustrated. That was three looks from inside of 4 feet. Couldn't get any of them to fall. She shakes her head and walks the other end with Hiawatha holding the arrow. She'll have the possession. Josie Delaney checks back into the game to replace Bailey Pierce. 4:26 to go, third quarter. 51-21, Hiawatha. Perry's going to stay in this half-court zone. It's a 2-1-2, but it's very, very extended, all the way nearly till half-court. Elfner in the corner, pumps on a three, gives it off to Delaney right at the head of the circle. Now Elfner, she'll dribble to the top of the key, feed it in the left corner to Lindstrom. She'll try a three and bury it. Swished right through there by Clara Lindstrom. She's got eight. Lead is 23 for Hiawatha. Metcalf right of the front court, dribbles in the middle of the lane, flicks up a shot with the right hand, somehow banked it in. Tough shot by Brooke Metcalf, but she's got six. It's a 54-23 with 3:43 to go in the third. Perry now back into a man-to-man. Lears in the corner, down low to Leipold. She'll spin, shoot, and up to too strong. The rebound goes to Thayer. Good defense by Taylor Damey. Thayer at the foul line, flicks it out to Damey. She'll shoot a deep three and swish it. Way downtown. Taylor Damey with a huge game tonight. She's got 17. But Hiawatha holds a 54-26 advantage with 3:15 to go in the third. Elfner out on top. Hands it off to Lears. She'll cross over, get in the middle of the lane, flick it into the corner of Delaney. Left wing now. Delaney with a right-handed dribble gets the free throw line. Hands it off to Elfner. Back in the left wing. This is Lears, thought about a three, now drives, hands it off to Lindstrom. She'll pump on a three, drive in, flick it up with the left hand and get hit on the arm and fouled. And two shots coming for Claire Lindstrom as Damey's going to pick up that foul. That will be your second. So Claire Lindstrom to the free throw line, one of two from the strike tonight. Those two shots came in the second quarter. Our first free throw here is switched in. Damey's going to check out, as will Campbell Keller. Kendall Gray and Allison Baker come back in. Second free throw by Lindstrom is in there. So she's got 10. 56-26 the lead. Back to 30 for Hiawatha with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer dribbles inside, flicks it off to Baker. Her shot off the window is banked in. 3 points for Allison Baker. Laney on the right wing, picks up her dribble, set up on top to Lindstrom. She'll pump on a three, drive in, and have it poked out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Perry LeCompton. Maddie Welch back in there, she'll replace there. Elfner will trigger it in from the baseline. Back inside to Elfner on the right block. She'll spin, shoot, leave it short. Rebound fought for. Matha comes up with it, forces up another shot, but this one's wide left. Here comes Perry now on the other end. Metcalf out on top, dribbles it back out. Hiawatha stays in this trapping zone. Metcalf between the rings. Crosses over, feeds it back left side to Welch. Now ball inside, tapped around. Back to Metcalf. She'll drive in and travel. Turnover number 18 for Perry, as we'll see Bailey Pierce back into the game for Elfner. So the original starting five, or four of the starting five out there, except for Delaney's in for Leipold. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 56-28, Hiawatha. Pierce steps back, shoots a deep three, and she hits it. Nobody came out on her, so she just stepped up, chucked a three, and buried it. She's got 14. 59-28, Hiawatha, 1:45 remaining. Metcalf out on top, crosses over, gets inside, and she travels again. So Hiawatha with the back, 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lindstrom gets to the right elbow, gets it up on top to Lears. Kicking in the corner, Delaney. Couple of dribbles, back on top, Lindstrom. She gets inside, pulls it from 10 feet, had it partially blocked by Metcalf and taken by Perry. Here they come. The other way, Baker stops across the timeline, flicks it right side of the floor to Metcalf. She'll bring it back out near the timeline. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Metcalf picks up her dribble. It's the foul line to Baker. Lost it. Kicks it back on top to Metcalf. Gets to the foul line. Spins. Rips through. Hands it back off Baker. Drives baseline. Flicks up a shot left. It's short. Rebound is yanked away by Lindstrom of Hiawatha. Up ahead. Back to Lindstrom. She'll dribble to the foul line. Back out on top now, Delaney. Lindstrom. Another three. Got it again. 13 for Clara Lindstrom, and it's 62-28 Hiawatha, putting on an absolute show tonight. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Metcalf, right side of the floor to Welch. She'll force up a jumper that's too strong. Fight for the rebound. Again, another strong one yanked away by Lindstrom, and they're going to foul on Perry on the inside. I love the way that Clara Lindstrom has played tonight. This 5'6 senior, 13 points, puts her nose right in there every defensive rebound. That's what makes Hiawatha so good. That's why they're 6-0 right now, because everybody contributes on every aspect of the game. It's not just the post players rebounding. It's guards crashing in, picking up those all-important defensive rebounds. Here's Lindstrom, a shot at the buzzer, and nearly banked it in. That would have just been the way the night has gone for the Redhawks, but instead it pops out, and we've reached the end of three quarters of play. Reached the fourth quarter, we'll be a running clock when we return. 62-28, Hiawatha leads in the fourth quarter when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNVA.
Out of the timeout starting the fourth quarter. A couple of missed shots on the inside by Perry. Back the other way. Sarah Matson misses a layup. Fight for a rebound. It's tapped out of bounds by Hiawatha. We have a couple of substitutions in. Aubrey Kent, a 5'8 junior, into the game for the Redhawks. Also out there, Delaney, Lears, Pierce, and Madsen. They're one on the baseline. Perry with it. Campbell Keller launches up a three and buries it from the right corner. One of the few looks we've seen from Campbell Keller tonight. She just has not gotten anything really going. She hasn't been very aggressive as Madsen chucks up a three, left it too strong. Rebound goes to an alley of Perry. So again, we will have a running clock here in this fourth quarter because Hiawatha leads by that 30-point threshold. I would imagine here before long we'll see a lot of younger players getting in the game. So Keller forces up a deep three this time, and it's wide left. Hiawatha will bring it the other way. Pierce, wide open left corner three. It's wide left. So both teams just chucking up threes here in the first minute or so of this fourth quarter. Don't forget, we still have the guys' game to go tonight as well. It should be a pretty good one. Two high-powered offenses, two very, very athletic teams that will play in our boys' game tonight. So we get a foul on the inside. We'll send Allison Baker to the free throw line for two shots. So Sarah Matson picks up her fourth. Baker, one of two from the free throw line tonight. She nails the first one here. Abby Elf, they're going to check into the game for Mattson. We're also going to see, for the first time, Paige Campbell, 5'6 junior, in there for Hiawatha. Second free throw misses by Baker, but it's pulled in by Perry, and then a shot off the window is in for Baker. She's got six. Make it 62-34, Hiawatha with 5:40 to go. And the clock going to continue to move unless there's a timeout called by one of our coaches. So Hiawatha going to improve to 7-0 on the year tonight. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, shot put up and in by Aubrey Kent for her first bucket of the night. So Kent comes into the game, immediately makes an impact, and puts it back up to a 30-point lead. And now a little hustle play by Hiawatha trying to get a steal, but is actually going to go out of bounds off of Bailey Pierce. And I'll stay with Perry. So under 5 minutes to go, 64-34, Hiawatha. Here's Brooke Metcalf. Drives in the middle lane for Perry and gets bumped and fouled. To be on Bailey Pierce. And now we're going to get a timeout by head coach Joey Franzetta of Perry LeCompton. We'll take this one at the full timeout. And it's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 4:36 remaining in the game. It's 64-34. Hiawatha on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Four to 36 to go in the game. 64-34, Hiawatha lead. And we do have a running clock again here in this fourth quarter, so stopped momentarily for the timeout, but once we get back underway, it'll continue to roll. Perry with the basketball. Taylor Damey back in there. Here's a three-pointer by Metcalf in the corner. Too strong. Damey with an offensive rebound. She'll put it up and in. So Damey continues to have a great night. She's got 19. Makes it a 64-36 lead for Hiawatha. So Hiawatha tonight, very, very impressive. The lady's got it in the corner. She'll dribble inside. Look it back off to Pierce. Steps back. Is it back to Delaney? And she'll dribble to the right wing. Under 4 minutes to go now, so Hiawatha again will improve to 7-0 on the year. Elfner, a three, is too strong. And I'm just going to have a hard time imagining that Hiawatha will not be ranked when the rankings come out again next week. Set to be released on January 11th, which, what's that going to be, Tuesday of next week? Yep, so Tuesday, new rankings will come out, and I would be very, very surprised if Hiawatha is not ranked, because Amos Central was ranked back in December on the last rankings that were released of 2021, but Hiawatha has a win over Amos Central, also wins over Marysville and Jeff West. So really, for Hiawatha, they've passed pretty much every test they have had put in front of them so far here this year. When you look at as far as the teams that were predicted to be competitive in the Big 7 League, really, I guess the next one is going to be their next game, and that's going to be on Tuesday when they host Sabetha, who didn't have a great start to the year, but have played very, very well the last couple of games. Just knocked off Nemaul Central, beating Holton tonight. And so that'll be a good test for Hiawatha coming up on Tuesday. When you look at Sabetha and what they have done here the last couple of games, the biggest reason is because, well, they have got back Mary Luker, who didn't play for the first couple of games after breaking her leg during cross-country season, but she has come back. She had 17 against Nemaul Central on Tuesday night. She makes a big difference for that Sabetha team. So that should be a really good game on Tuesday night. It should be a big one here inside of the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Under 2 minutes to go, 64-36. As I was going on that little spiel, nobody was able to score a basket. We're down to approaching 90 seconds to go now in the game. Abby Elfner, the basketball for Hiawatha. Several young players in there now. Hiawatha also has brought in Grace Mays, a 5'5 sophomore. Elfner on the inside, misses a shot from the left block, and now here comes Perry the other way. Perry also out there with some younger girls. Kendall Gray out there, she's played a little bit tonight. Allison Farmer, though, in for the first time, a 5'10 sophomore. And Katie Bartlett, a 5'5 sophomore in there as well. Who else is that out there for Perry? I think that's Tristan Buttram, 5'7 sophomore. So this is a good opportunity for some of the younger players to get out there and get in the game for both sides. We're now under 50 seconds to go. There's a jumper put up from the baseline by Allison Farmer, too strong, but another offensive rebound for Perry. Buttram drives in, gets bumped, and she will go to the free throw line. There's two shots coming for Tristan Buttram, a 5'7 sophomore. And her free throw is short. Buttram hasn't attempted many free throws on the year, and she misses both here, and Hiawatha now can just dribble it out. So that'll be it. Final score tonight, Hiawatha 64, Perry LeCompton 36. Hiawatha still unbeaten on the year. Perfect 7-0. Let's take our post-game timeout. We'll come back. We'll go through our game statistics. Then we'll pick our player of the game. That's all when we return as Hiawatha wins it 64-36, the final. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Thank you.
back inside of the roundhouse here in Hiawatha. We've reached the final of our girls' game tonight. Hiawatha moves to 7-0 on the year with a 64-36 victory over Perry LeConnaughton as Perry drops to 1-7. Alongside Seth Tollefson, this is Johnny Kane here inside of the roundhouse. And just looking back at this game, just too many turnovers for Perry, and then Hiawatha just played lights out, really on both ends of the floor. Led 22-14 after one, 44-18 at the half, and led 62-28 going into the fourth quarter to force a running clock in the entirety of that fourth quarter. So looking at the statistics for the game, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Start with Perry LeCompton. 20 turnovers tonight, 3 three-pointers, just 3 of 10 from the free throw line. Big game, though, for Taylor Damey. She had 19 points to lead the cause, 6 points for Brooke Metcalf, along with Allison Baker finishing with 6, Campbell Keller with 5. And that is it for Perry LeCompton, who, again, is 1-7 on the year. Hiawatha, meanwhile, had just 10 turnovers tonight, 7 three-pointers this evening, 11 of 19 shooting from the free throw line. Big games by Bailey Pierce and Darcy Lears, each with 14. Clara Lindstrom, 13. 8 for Josie Delaney. 5 apiece for Lakin Leipold and Sarah Madsen. 3 for Abby Elfner. And 2 for Aubrey Kent. Hiawatha is 7-0 and 5-0. Big 7 league play. Hiawatha will next be in action on Tuesday when they will play host to Sabatha, as mentioned. Perry LeCompton, meanwhile, they're just looking to get something going in Big 7 league play, now 0-5, and they're going to have another tough one on Tuesday. They're going to host Holton, who has been playing much better basketball as of late. So one more thing to do, that's to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Wow, it's a tough one because you look at Darcy Lear, she had 14, and Bailey Pierce with 14. I think I'm going to go with Clara Lindstrom, though. She had 13 points tonight, and she just did a lot to impact this game. It wasn't just scoring. Yeah, she had 13, but she rebounded well. She played great defense. She assisted. She really did everything that Hiawatha needed tonight. So I'm going to go with Clara Lindstrom as our player of the game here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. It's the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors Real Estate, our postgame sponsor here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, that's going to wrap things up for the girls' game tonight. Boys' game coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Again, final score of our girls' game, Hiawatha 64, Perry LeCompton 36. So with that, we're going to step aside. We'll take a short break, then we'll come back and get you set for the boys' game. You're going to take that break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.